Exam preparation. Listening practice 1. Page 90. Solo dining. You are going to hear 5 different people talking about the experience of dining solo or eating alone in a restaurant. For speakers 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each one says. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
I remember a time, only a few years ago, when I found the idea of eating out alone quite depressing. I would see solo diners and think, they must be sad and lonely, eating by themselves like that. Now that I travel more, I eat out by myself quite often. And I must say, sometimes I prefer it to the company of others, especially new people I've just met from the offices I'm visiting. One thing more than any other has changed my point of view. The smartphone. You're alone, but you're not really alone anymore.
Speaker 2.
I'm often away from home during the holidays, and so I eat out by myself, but it doesn't bother me at all. I love to try all sorts of local restaurants, especially places with innovative menus. When I dine solo, there's no one that I have to make conversation with and no one whose opinions I have to listen to. You can enjoy the taste of the food and the wine, and that's all. I can eat in peace, I don't get criticized if I have dessert, and sometimes I just stare out of the window. I enjoy people watching.
Speaker 3.
I worked in Tokyo 2 years ago, and while I was there I found that dining solo was considered absolutely normal. After work, lots of people eat noodles or rice alone at restaurants near the train station. In my travels I've also been to restaurants all over the world where you don't even need to speak to a waitress. You can order food on a digital menu. You just touch what you want and your order goes straight to the kitchen. Very convenient. But to me, that's a bit too much. If I'm dining solo, I'd like at least a little bit of human contact.
Speaker 4.
I do enjoy dining alone, but I wouldn't want to eat solo every time I go out. One advantage is I can think my own thoughts and not have to worry about seeming rude or paying attention to someone else. I can take my time ordering without feeling other people are getting impatient, waiting for me to decide what I want, and not understanding why it's taking me so long. And I can eat as slowly as I like without feeling pressure, because other people have finished and want to leave. Of course, there are plenty of advantages to going out with friends as well.
Speaker 5.
I honestly wouldn't mind the occasional solo meal. The idea doesn't bother me at all. When you do it, though, the people at the next table sometimes look at you as if they feel sorry for you, like you must be terribly lonely if you're eating alone. I find it very embarrassing. Once, the waitress kept asking me if I was okay by myself and if someone was coming, although I'd asked for a table for one and told her I wasn't expecting anyone. It's that sort of reaction that can prevent me from enjoying a meal alone, and so I try to avoid dining solo.